Connecticut real estate headlines. CT commission rates edge below national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey found Connecticut's average real estate commission at 5.57%, below the national average. Local agents should note this pricing benchmark when structuring listings and negotiating with sellers in Connecticut's evolving market. Review the full Connecticut commission data at mclesh. slestwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-connecticut/Connecticut-real-estate-headlines. CT Real Estate Pros. U.S. Land Records offers official property records search tool. U.S. Land Records provides an online portal for searching official real property records. Connecticut real estate professionals can access recorded documents, deeds, and liens to verify property title and ownership history during transactions. Bookmark outplashtherealgundrecords.com/ for quick access to official property records searches. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. Vision Government Solutions launches Connecticut online database for municipal property records. Vision Government Solutions now offers a centralized online portal where users can click on their Connecticut municipality to access property information. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and client research by accessing municipal property records across Connecticut through a single platform. Visit hpv.vgsi.com/connecticut-online-database/ and select your municipality to explore available property data. Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. CT Agents HomeLight breaks down average commission rates for Connecticut sellers. A new guide details the average Connecticut real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors to close a deal. Understanding benchmark commission rates helps CT professionals competitively price their services while maximizing client proceeds. Review the rate breakdown and seller tips at http://homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-connecticut/Connecticut Real Estate Headlines. Connecticut Assessor's Office websites now centralized on QPublic portal. A directory of Connecticut Assessor's Office websites has been compiled on a single QPublic portal page. Real estate professionals in CT can streamline property research and valuation verification by accessing multiple municipal assessor sites from one location. Bookmark https://qpublic.net/ctct-assessors/ for quick access to assessor records across Connecticut municipalities. Connecticut Real Estate Updates. CT real estate commission rates hold steady at 5%, 6%. What agents need to know. A new breakdown explains how Connecticut's standard real estate commissions work, how they are split, and whether they can be negotiated. Understanding commission structures and negotiability helps CT agents better serve clients and stay competitive in evolving market conditions. Review the full commission breakdown at fulto.com/blog/real-estate-commissions-in-connecticut. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just an NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most CT jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set. Typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some CT jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.